On the Owatonna Coaches Show, let's get an update on the boys' golf side with Mark Langlois, coach for the Huskies. Unfortunately, no meet to preview today, Mark. Not a chance to show off the home course, huh?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We've just with the bad weather conditions today, a lot of lightning that we have all afternoon. We won't be able to play today, of course. Really wet out there, so we're gonna try to reschedule it here. Working on that right now, and hopefully we'll get some more teams that'll be back, and we'll be able to play in the next couple weeks with a reschedule.
What has the Huskies boys team been up to in the last couple of weeks?
This past week we played at the Wilds, which was another great golf course that we play, a great field that was there. Didn't have our best team score, had several people in the 80s that was there, but not our best performance, but played a little bit better than we did on Monday at Faribault. We did get a win on the big nine at Faribault there. Our greens were really fast, and guys did okay there and got a win. So we've had some really, each meet we've really had some great individual performances. So I feel like each meet we've got at least one or two guys that have shot their season best, but we just haven't pulled it all together at the same meet.
As far as when you've gone head-to-head with various Big Nine teams, and I know there was kind of a mid-season Big Nine meet not too long ago, how does Owatonna look compared to the other conference teams?
We're in the middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. In our first one, I believe we finished eighth. In that one, I think we can kind of squeeze down a few more spots as we play the Bridges next week in Winona. So that'll be a test for us. And, I think this season's been a lot about experience. I'm getting a lot of experience playing great golf courses and then having the opportunity to be able to improve. And I think I'm excited to see how we do in the second Big Nine meet after all the experience we've gotten so far this year.
Have you had different guys lead you in many of those different meets so far?
We've had a decent number. We've had our top four have been medalists, or as far as low score for our team, mm-hmm. This year. So Johnny Walls had several of our low scores. Brody Holman has. Ryan Rohr has just kind of, each meet has gotten better and better and has shot low. And then Sam Snitker had a great low round for us up at Dakota Ridge against a lot of the best teams in the state, which was a fun round for him. And there's a lot of exciting, and all four of those ones are underclassmen, so the future's bright for us.
And what is the, you mentioned Winona, what is the upcoming schedule for the Huskies?
We play on Monday, we play the Lake City Invitational, which is where our section tournament is, which is at the Jewel. So it's a great chance for us to see the course before we play in the sections in a competitive round. And then we do play at the Bridges on next Thursday. And then the section meet already is coming just right down that next week on Tuesday and Wednesday after Memorial Day. Which is a 12-team field, and the top six make it to day two.
All right, so some exciting times coming up, and we'll wish you the best on all of that, as well as hopefully getting this Owatonna meet rescheduled in the near future. So good luck on all that, Mark.
All right, thank you, Ray.
All right, Mark Langlois, Owatonna Boys Golf on the Coaches Show, KRFO and the KRFO app.